From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. French nationalism is surging in Paris today with crowds of people waving flags and singing on the streets one day after a series of terrorist attacks that killed at least 129 people and wounded more than 300 others. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility, and French President François Hollande has declared 3 days of national mourning, as well as a state of emergency, as the country sets out to identify the killers and search for their accomplices. Lisa Bryant was also in the streets of Paris today and has this report for VOA.
Residents and even tourists are flocking to blood banks to donate blood for the dozens of victims in the string of nearly simultaneous attacks that took place around the capital. There were more flowers near the Bataclan, the music spot where the deadliest attack took place Friday night. A French reporter filmed the horrific events from his apartment. At least 82 people were killed during the Bataclan assault. Three assailants reportedly blew themselves up. A fourth was shot by police. French radio reports at least one has been identified. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Across the globe, news of the terrorist attacks in Paris brought reactions of horror and anger, with many government leaders calling for stepped-up efforts to counter extremists. President Obama said the attacks were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
France is our oldest ally. The French people have stood shoulder to shoulder with the United States time and again.
That is, of course, President Obama in Washington tonight, a vigil going on in Lafayette Square across from the White House at this hour. This is VOA News. As the death toll in Paris climbs, some Egyptians are calling for a renewed global commitment against Islamic State militants, while others say failed international policies in Syria and Iraq are largely to blame for the group's existence. The Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Ahmad Al-Tayeb, says the time has come for the world to unite and to cooperate to stand up to this rabid monster. The Grand Imam condemned the attack as uncontained by any constraints of religion, humanity, or civilization. Foreign ministers and other officials attending talks on Syria's political future say Friday's deadly attacks have underscored the need to try and resolve Syria's crisis. Representatives for world powers, including the U.S., Russia, Iran, and the United Nations, wrapped up a second round of talks in Vienna today with a broad plan for a political transition, as well as a process that should lead to an agreement on terrorist groups in the country. Secretary of State Kerry speaking after the day's meetings at a joint news conference.
I want to make sure that it is absolutely crystal clear that the United States stands with France and the rest of the world in our resolve to eliminate the scourge of violent extremist groups from the face of the earth. And make no mistake, that resolve has only grown stronger in the wake of this unspeakable brutality. And I think Sergei Lavrov and Stefan would agree with me that today in the meeting, there was a broad-based sense of revulsion, of horror.
The plan calls for an end to hostilities by January 1 with a political process, including national elections thereafter. Two separate attacks in southern Somalia today killed at least 18 people and wounded more than 30 others. Near the port of Kismayo, at least 15 people were killed and 25 others wounded by al-Shabaab militants attacking a former military academy, currently in use as a base for regional administration forces. Jubaland's Minister for Security and Interior Affairs told VOA his troops repulsed the attack and killed 6 militants, but lost 9 of their own men in doing so. Another fight in the northern Somali town of Galkayo killed 3 people and wounded 10 others. Meantime, government officials and insurgent sources in southern Afghanistan say at least 70 Afghan soldiers have defected to the Taliban, while 80 others were killed in days of fierce fighting. The governor of the volatile Helmand province, Mirza Khan Rahimi, told reporters today the defections occurred in the Sangin district and that the soldiers joined the Taliban with their weapons and equipment. The southern Afghan province has been a traditional heartland of the Taliban. And the U.S. military confirms it is reasonably certain that British militant Mohammed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, was killed in an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria. That airstrike on Thursday by drone. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Again, the United States joins with France and is standing behind them during this very trying time.